Welcome to the listening comprehension test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now, read task one. Now, listen to part one.
Did you sleep well, Johannes?
Yes, great, thank you. Now I'm really hungry.
Would you like to have a typical English breakfast?
Well, Gwen's scrambled eggs and toast look very nice. Could I have that too, please? And a glass of orange juice?
Are you looking forward to coming to school with me today?
Sure. It's going to be very interesting. I'm very curious to find out what's different from our Bavarian schools.
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Here's your breakfast, Johannes. The orange juice is on the table. You'll have to help yourself.
Thank you. When we arrived yesterday, we noticed so many flags all over the city. What is that all about?
Oh, that's because of the Commonwealth Games. They start the day after tomorrow. The whole city is very excited about the event. My dad is the bus driver for the English lawn bowls team, you know.
What's lawn bowls? I've never heard of it.
Oh, how do I describe it best? It is a sport played on a grass lawn or bowling green. And the players have to roll big wooden balls across the lawn so that they stop as close to a smaller ball, the jack or kitty, as possible. It is normally played outdoors on a very flat grass lawn. It is similar to boccia. Have you heard of that?
Of course. I know boccia, but I've never heard of lawn bowls. And your dad is the driver for the British team? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and bowls is one of the core sports that must be included in the Commonwealth Games. The English teams won 3 bronze medals in Australia in 2018. We can play it one day down in the city centre if you like.
Yes, why not? But what are these Commonwealth Games? Does Germany take part?
No, and that's probably why you never heard about the Games. It's only for Commonwealth nations, countries that used to be part of the British Empire. The head of the Commonwealth is always the King or Queen of England.
Ah, okay.
There's an exhibition about the Commonwealth Games at the Town Hall. I was going to suggest that you visit it this afternoon because we are going to attend the opening ceremony on Friday. Paul has been given free tickets because of his job as a bus driver for the bowls team. I hope you'll join us, Johannes.
Yes, sure. I can't wait.
Now listen to part one again.
Did you sleep well, Johannes?
Yes, great. Thank you. Now I'm really hungry.
Would you like to have a typical English breakfast?
Well, Gwen's scrambled eggs and toast look very nice. Could I have that too, please? And a glass of orange juice?
Are you looking forward to coming to school with me today?
Sure. It's going to be very interesting. I'm very curious to find out what's different from our Bavarian schools.
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Here's your breakfast, Johannes. The orange juice is on the table. You'll have to help yourself.
Thank you. When we arrived yesterday, we noticed so many flags all over the city. What is that all about?
Oh, that's because of the Commonwealth Games. They start the day after tomorrow. The whole city is very excited about the event. My dad is the bus driver for the English lawn bowls team, you know.
What's lawn bowls? I've never heard of it.
Oh, how do I describe it best? It is a sport played on a grass lawn or bowling green, and the players have to roll big wooden balls across the lawn so that they stop as close to a smaller ball, the jack or kitty, as possible. It is normally played outdoors on a very flat grass lawn. It is similar to boccia. Have you heard of that?
Of course. I know boccia, but I've never heard of lawn bowls. And your dad is the driver for the British team? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and bowls is one of the core sports that must be included in the Commonwealth Games. The English teams won 3 bronze medals in Australia in 2018. We can play it one day down in the city centre if you like.
Yes, why not? But what are these Commonwealth Games? Does Germany take part?
No, and that's probably why you never heard about the Games. It's only for Commonwealth nations, countries that used to be part of the British Empire. The head of the Commonwealth is always the King or Queen of England.
Ah, okay.
There's an exhibition about the Commonwealth Games at the Town Hall. I was going to suggest that you visit it this afternoon because we are going to attend the opening ceremony on Friday. Paul has been given free tickets because of his job as a bus driver for the bowls team. I hope you'll join us, Johannes.
Yes, sure. I can't wait.
This is the end of part 1.